Track 10, Final News Track. Devon County Show 2025. The sun has got its hat on, and so did many of those visiting and competing in this year's Devon County Show, both on two legs and four. Such was the strength of the sun, young 12-year-old Josie Budge offered her Dexter cow, Tiger Lily, her hat during the Livestock Grand Parade, and the bovine was happy to wear it at a suitable jaunty angle. And there is a large photo of the cow wearing the young girl's hat. The three-day event at West Point, showcasing the best of the county and beyond, was blessed with glorious sunshine and temperatures more akin to June than the first half of May. 3 days of fun in the sun was enjoyed by the tens of thousands who attended this year's Devon County Show. Early figures suggest that this year's show may have been a record breaker, potentially surpassing the 2023 event, which drew 97,000 visitors. "We also want to thank each and every visitor who came," said show manager Lisa Moore. "As a charity, all profits from the show go directly towards supporting the rural community." Highlights of the show included actor Martin Clunes officially launching the Heavy Horse Festival on the first day, alongside the debut of exciting new feature, the first ever Alpaca Cafe. Friday morning saw show presiding Her Royal Highness the Princess Royal make a whistle-stop tour of show, and later that day, Caleb Cooper of Clarkson's Farm fame engaged younger audiences with a lively question and answer session, followed by a book signing and a tour of the farming agricultural areas. There are several lovely photos of sheep shearing, cuddling of puppies, a beautiful little pig, and Martin Clunes having a chat with one of the horses, the Alpaca Cafe, and the cows, and lots of sheep also, and Her Royal Highness. Promoting the best in Devon's farming and food, blue skies and warm spring sunshine created the perfect atmosphere for this year's Devon County Show. As an event rooted in agriculture, the show proudly hosted hundreds of livestock and equine competitions, showcasing the best in breed and crowning well-deserved champions, including, for the first time this year, a new fancy dress cattle class, which was held on the final day. The three-day event, which celebrates and promotes the best in Devon's farming and food industry, once more pulled out the stops, have something for everyone. From climbing walls to circus skills workshops and classic cars to country life displays, visitors this year were also treated to an exclusive preview of a large-scale Titanic exhibition and a Beyond Van Gogh experience, both set to launch at West Point this autumn.
Mayor to serve a second term. Tynmouth Town Council has elected Councillor Kate Williams to serve a second term as Mayor. In a close-run contest at a Tynmouth Town Council meeting on May the 13th, five councillors voted for Kate Williams to remain at the helm, while five councillors backed Councillor David Cox. When a vote is tied, a deciding vote is cast by the current chair, and Kate opted to vote for herself, so she would retain her position as mayor. Councillor Lillian Chasto was elected as the town's deputy mayor following a contest with Councillor Dan Comer. On accepting her second term as mayor, Councillor Williams noted the exciting progress on the toilet project under her leadership of the past year, and that she looks forward to work continuing.
Festival of Reading to take place in Devon. Libraries Unlimited are collaborating with Aardman to bring Storyfest to Devon later this year. The week-long Festival of Reading takes place in October half-term. Storyfest kicks off at Exeter Library on October the 25th for a full day of exciting live events, including the Vegetable Orchestra, Sean Dares You, and special guest appearances from Sean the Sheep himself. It's set to be a grand day out. This is followed by model making and animation workshops at Barnstable, Paignton and Exeter Libraries. Aardman's expert model makers will be leading 3 days of hands-on workshops where children can learn clay modelling and animation techniques. Kate Turner, Head of Library Service and Customer Experience at Libraries Unlimited, said, "We are really proud to be working with Aardman to bring this exciting festival to children in Devon and Torbay. It's a great way to engage families and showcase what libraries have to offer. With this collaboration, we are aiming to foster a love of reading and engage children by using characters they know and love."
The Big Fix is back for fifth year. A number of repair cafes across the country are expected to take part in this year's Big Fix, including several in Teignbridge. The Big Fix runs during the month of May. Over the coming weeks, skilled tinkerers will strive to fix as many broken things as possible. They will use their skills to breathe new life into broken items, such as electrical equipment, garden equipment, clothing, jewellery and clocks, and much, much more. Originally conceived by Recycle Devon, a partnership of Devon's councils, this annual event has expanded over the years. What started as a one-day event in Devon expanded to one weekend and now takes place throughout May to enable as many repair cafes as possible to take part. This year will be the fifth year the Big Fix has gone national. Since 2019, almost 10,000 items have been repaired at Big Fix events. By repairing old items, it saves people money and gives menders the chance to pass on valuable skills and tips to help visitors to fix their own items in the future. Repair cafes are increasing in popularity as people are becoming more budget and environmentally conscious. Ashburton, Bovey Tracy and Chudley are but three of Teignbridge's towns that have a repair cafe. They are organised and run by volunteers who offer their time and skills for free. It also gives people the chance to socialise over a cup of tea and a slice of cake. Visitors can take broken items to be fixed and learn tips and tricks from skilled members on how to make future repairs themselves, and it's also a great place for people to meet and chat. You can find out more about upcoming events on the Big Fix's nationwide blog.
Chudley offers free poo bags to tackle dog mess. Dog walkers will have no excuse for not picking up after their mutts in Chudley after the Town Council agreed to provide free poo bags. Chudley Town Council hopes that the scheme will reduce dog mess on its streets. Dog poo bags will be contained in green bone-shaped holders attached to the red dog waste bins around the town. Councillors agreed to a 3-month trial of the scheme at the Town Council meeting in April. If residents notice that the poo bag dispensers are empty, they should notify Chudley Town Hall.